everybody, this is Disha C. Shetty and welcome to this exclusive podcast scenario facilitated by Study Metro Mangalore, wherein we are trying to identify and invite very special and unique people from the sector of academics and education. So today with this, we are going to start with one of the very unique personality in the field of academics and education, that is Mr. Manjunath Kamath, who is a principal of Trisha College of Commerce and Management. Firstly, I have to ask you about the journey. Tell me what shades and what colors does your journey in the teaching field consist of?
Okay. As a person from Kannada medium, okay, it was just a kind of, luck by chance maybe, because I was working in a sales field before joining as a faculty in my first job. So it was like I had a flair for teaching, actually. Okay. How did I come to know about that is during my PUC and degree days, I used to help my friends out. Okay. And during my degree days, one of my faculties, okay, she gave me a class, actually. And she told me to take up the class, and it was Kannada, actually. So Hale Kannada class. And I remember that teacher. Maybe because of that, I understood that I can become a presenter. Okay, that was the first thing. Then from there, I understood that, okay, there is some kind of flair in me which can help me out to become a good teacher. Mm-hmm. Okay. Then over a period of time, what happened is I was like, I wanted to get into teaching because, after working for 2 years before getting into teaching, I understood that the impact which we want to have. Teacher, you can have maximum impact on a student's life. Mm-hmm. And it is not like a salesperson, it is not like a, person who is a counselor directly. What happens in teaching field is, when you talk to a class of 60 or 90, it is not only the person to whom you're talking to, it's about the impact you have on them plus the family. Because most of the times what happens is, maybe even you might have seen a small child, okay, running back to his or her mother and telling what happened throughout the day. Okay, there is a report telling, okay, which happens. So when you go through such kind of process, you become, well-known in their household, one. Second, you can make sure that there are few things which the parents can't tell to the students. You try to tell that to the students. Like one of the example which I would like to give is, see, when was the last time you thanked your mother?
I really don't remember.
Why?
Because I think because we are just taking people for granted, because we see them on a daily basis. And
no, because why am I asking you is, okay, on a daily basis, at least 10 to 15 times, randomly you tell thank you to everyone.
Yes.
Okay, so this is one thing which I tell to my students. Mm-hmm. Today, run back home, mm-hmm, and just hug your parents, mm-hmm, and tell them that, thank you, that's it. Mm-hmm. One word, thank you. Mm-hmm. Okay. And every single person who has done it, they come back and tell that their parents had tears rolling down their cheeks.
My mother
cheeks.
Would be definitely super suspicious.
They were like, isko kya chahiye abhi? That is why they're coming and maskifying. Yeah. But what happens is, like when your parents go back to their bedroom, mm-hmm, they'll have that conversation. Our child has never thanked us till now.
Why?
And they are the only ones, most of the times what happens is, they're the only ones who are living for you. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't want anything in return. Mm-hmm. They might tell you that they are expecting you to take care of them or something, but they are the only ones who don't expect anything, actually. Mm-hmm. So this is one thing, okay, which I do as a exercise for the students. Then
I really love the way you put that word, presenter.
Yeah.
Because most of the people see this teaching profession as a person who's good at talking and shows a little bit of showmanship. And if you're really good at communicating, so I'll teach a radhi podu. Because see, if you're good at talking, if you're good at presenting, you can go to theater, you can go to movie industry.
You can become actor.
Yeah, anything. But why teaching? I really love the fact that you, had the courage to say, not every presenter can be a good teacher.
Yes.
So we need to have a good compatibility with the students.
Why did I tell that is, mm-hmm, people think that I get asked this question. Mm-hmm. It might be very easy for you, going and talking something in front of the class.
Very easy.
For 1 hour, you'll be doing something and you'll come out. Mm-hmm. That something, right, mm-hmm, that takes a lifetime to learn.
Really.
It is not that over a period of time you can prep yourself for 2 hours, 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Okay, just to understand what is going on in the 60 people's mindset, the ones who are sitting in front of you, it takes lots of courage to understand them, one. Why do I tell it takes courage? Is we are supposed to have open mind, okay, to understand what is it that the child who is sitting in front of us, okay, wants to know. Now, why do I tell this to you? Is my PhD itself is on this topic, okay, on the experience which the student goes through. And over a period of time, I have understood that every single person who is sitting in front of us, they'll be having different needs. Like, for example, you might have seen you run a club, okay, to help out students to talk in English. Okay, I myself have seen the way in which you have segregated people in band ABC.
Yes, category.
What is it about brand ABC?
Now, it is about how welcoming they are to new concepts, how good they are in grasping new skills.
Okay, who is in ABC?
As of now, we have A, people who really need our help. We did the reverse categorization.
Yes.
Where in A,
yes,
we handhold them.
Yes.
And B are the people who are always in that, you know, in the bell curve, they're always in the middle.
Yeah.
They're the mediocre ones. They are okay if you help them and they will somehow survive if you're not there. And the next comes C, who are extremely good and we need to give them adequate exposure wherein they can, you know, reach that pinnacle of excellence.
Okay.
So this is a kind of segregation
so,
we have.
Would it be mediocre or hesitant ones? Because I feel
mediocre,
most
I mean,
of the people would be hesitant ones.
Need a
yeah.
little bit of kick or
yeah.
a push maybe.
So that kick over a period of time, you need to understand the student's mindset first.
Yes, yes.
Because you cannot tell one size fits all.
Yes, correct.
And that's one thing which our traditional education most of the times has some, what do you tell, it gives importance to that. That you come up with the syllabus, you give this to the student, they study, you teach it, you finish off within particular hours. But actual life does not happen like that. Because the problems which you are going to face in your life, okay, for those problems, you don't have a manual. Okay, so your life does not come with manuals.
You need to be perceptive. You need to understand.
It has to be perception one. And second thing is perception from the student's point of view also key. How is it that you're supposed to present yourself?
Correct.
Okay, that is why I said being a presenter itself is not enough. You're supposed to be a human first as a teacher. Because teacher becomes a human first, then a teacher, then maybe a presenting and other things your okay, skills add on. Because what happens is when you stand in front of a crowd of 180, 270 or 60, whatever the thing is, everyone wants to know ki, what is in it for him, okay, while you start talking. Okay, now to be, to maybe to come up to that particular stature as a person, it takes lots of preparation.
Now, Disha being super curious to know her colleague, my former sir, and as well as my friend, okay? And if I have to specifically ask, even when I ask my students, I don't ask them, what did you do? Where are you from? What is your background? I am least bothered about that. I just ask them, what are you made of? What are you made of? And what are those energies that you have in yourself that is very infectious and that makes you a very charming person?
Okay. This is one thing which I would like to relate to a particular question, okay, which I asked to my students. I've asked to all my students, okay, ki, who are you?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I remember.
If you remember, I've asked you this question as well,
yes,
ki, who are you?
Yes.
And you started telling about one aspect of your,
yes,
okay,
yes,
self.
Yes.
Then I told you, keep that aspect aside,
yes,
and then go
you?
Forward with who are you? Okay, I remember that.
Yes.
Why do I tell that is, once I ask this to my students, then I tell them that, see, I'm supposed to be stardust.
Yes.
Okay, because why do I tell I'm supposed to be stardust is, if we have a perception about Big Bang, everything which we see around us is supposed to be created out of the same
theory
thing. Okay. So that same thing is supposed to be there in the sky, which is supposed to be your star,
yes,
which is shining. Sun is also made out of the same thing, which
okay
is shining. Again, it gives us light.
Yeah.
If you're also made out of the same thing, the question which I ask here is, where did you lose your shine? Where did you lose your sparkle?
Wow.
That's supposed to be the thing. Now, if every person has an individuality, they can grow. They need not have to, compete with anyone else. One thing which I do every day, okay, as a human being, I tell this to everyone. Every single day, whatever the work I've done, I should be having a self-contentment, okay, when I go back home and maybe look into my own eyes, okay, when I stand in front of the mirror, I should be able to look into my own eyes and tell that, Shabash Magane, you've done well,
yes,
for today. Because that is the time when I have a recap, okay, for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And my wife is curious, you know, ki, what is it that I do there? It's actually kind of a recap which helps me out, okay, to understand ki, these are the points I've done correctly, okay, according to me. So definition is mine, it is supposed to be 100% correct. So according to me, this is what I wanted, this is what I've done. But there are places where improvement could have happened. Mm-hmm. Because what happens, you know, when you are a teacher, mm-hmm. okay, now even you are a teacher, mm-hmm. students come in front of you, they cry, okay, you take care of them like a parent here. Mm-hmm. But when you grow to maybe some bigger responsibilities, mm-hmm. it is not only about seeing the student's point of view, it's about understanding if you're helping out this one student mm-hmm. who's sitting in front of you, mm-hmm. you're supposed to be the same for other 600, other 1,000, mm-hmm. other 4,000, mm-hmm. how many other people you have?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the kind of responsibility you get. Mm-hmm. And this is the responsibility which helps me to shine every day. Mm-hmm. Because there is supposed to be burning first. Then comes, okay, the enjoyment part. Because if you're not ready to do hard work, then it might be very difficult for you to
go ahead and talk to the students. I always have this confusion as in, if at all we were teachers and we were supposed to see all the students in the same level, why is it that limit so unrealistic? Because we are putting in the same efforts while teaching as well. But then do all of the students take the same marks? They don't. So why aren't we taught that it's even on the side of the students that they have to put efforts? I come 10 steps, you come 10 steps. So it's very difficult for a faculty to be indifferent is what I believe, because we're all humans and it's not about likability, it's about compatibility is what I believe. So what's your take on that? So maybe I am the one who's very much, you know, devoted to learning from you or taking your guidance. So there will be students who will come an extra mile for you. So how do you manage to bring that equilibrium?
See, the question which you asked, maybe you're going through it, that's why you have asked.
A phase, okay.
Yes. So, I would like to divide it in two parts.
Okay.
First part is about the way in which exams are done and the marks which they get.
Mm-hmm.
I personally believe that marks is supposed to be just a ticket,
mm-hmm.
okay, to go to the next level.
Correct.
A criteria, a ticket.
Yes.
Why do I tell this is supposed to be a ticket is, mm-hmm. when you join your first job,
mm-hmm.
you go with the marks, you give it to the other person and it is done. After that, after your maybe once you jump to the second organization or the third one,
mm-hmm.
no one is going to ask you other than the 10th marks card, because that is your birth certificate.
Right.
Okay, over a period of time. So that is about the marks.
Mm-hmm.
Second part is, will the students walk that extra mile, or maybe you walk 10 steps, they walk 10 steps. Most of the times that doesn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I agree. That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
But that is the, what do you tell, maybe a feature of teaching job,
mm-hmm.
where it is not just teaching.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I would like to tell a teacher is supposed to be a mentor, and therein that guy or that person or that woman is supposed to be a quasi parent as well. Why do I tell quasi parent is? See, parenting is 24/7 job.
Right, right.
But for a teacher, most of the times the job can be limited to a particular time frame.
Right.
Okay, so even if you have 4 children in front of you, your own children, biological children,
mm-hmm.
will you treat them separately?
Mm-hmm.
Will you treat them in a different way?
Correct. It's not possible.
So that's the kind of mentality I have when I see students here.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you one thing. Okay, this is very personal to me. That's why I want to share it
yes.
with you. You were also my student.
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
Did you like me the first time you saw in the class?
Should I tell you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't say did not like you. There was a weak compatibility.
Yes, there was a weak compatibility. Plus, what happened, I can recall. Okay, just to be on the curious side.
Yeah.
Okay, I entered into your class and you were the first one whom I called and I told you to introduce yourself.
Yes.
Okay, you started introducing and for 5 minutes you spoke about Yakshagana and other things.
Yeah.
I remember this even after 6 years.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, that's supposed to be one of the qualities of a teacher.
Uh-huh.
Okay,
yes.
So after that you got pissed off because I was not listening to you directly.
Right.
That was intentional.
Yes, I know
that was intentional.
You
Why? Because the expression on your face was,
mm-hmm.
other 5 teachers are expressing themselves in a positive way and they, their likability, or they are like, you are supposed to be apple of their eyes. But ye kaun aaya abhi? Okay, that was
Why is he like an exception?
So that was supposed to be a question mark. Actually, that was not meant to be.
Right, right.
There is supposed to be a small, what do you tell? Personal quality which I learned from my dad.
Okay.
In your life,
mm-hmm.
you will get many people,
mm-hmm.
okay, who will be very good to you,
yes.
okay, in front of you.
Yes.
But later on, what happens is once they go back home, or once they are in their personal maybe space or something, once they are with their friends,
mm-hmm.
they would tell that, see, this is one thing which I did not like about Disha.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Or this is one thing which I did not like about Mr. X or Miss Y.
Mm-hmm.
My dad told me that. if you have to be a proper teacher, make sure that you become like a person who can correct the student on the spot.
Then and there.
Then and there.
Yes.
Because there is no meaning in you keeping it back and later on, okay? And it is not about insulting them.
Mm-hmm.
Correcting is not insulting. Many people feel, okay, maybe in the teaching field also, sometimes the teacher feels that by giving feedback, they're insulting the student.
Right.
It is not insulting at all.
Mm-hmm.
So he told me that, be like this.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to term it like, see, you will have five people who will give you payasam.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the person who will make sure that that kahi, okay,
but
supposed to be there.
Medication.
No, that's supposed to be there because kahi is something or that kada is something which will help you out.
Yes.
Your health requires that. Your body requires that.
Right.
And your physical plus your mental health also requires
I
that. I'm the person
getting,
who would like to give
I
that.
I did end up getting cavities after drinking all that payasam and stuff. Yeah,
agree.
That I helped a lot.
Yeah, agree. Because I could see that transformation over a period of time.
Right.
And the kind of teacher you have become. I feel pride in telling to the outside world that the kind of teacher you have become, okay, the extra mile you walk for the students. I've seen you catering to all 180 students, okay, plus the, telling them what are the pluses and minuses. Okay, this is what over a period of time a teacher might have to understand. I agree. Teaching is supposed to be 20-30% of the overall job. But other 70%, okay, should be taking care of the students rather than directly getting into only administration. Administration
right.
is also an important part.
Right. Right.
Okay. Only thing here is you are teacher to cater to the students' needs.
Mm-hmm.
Students are coming to you because they cannot learn everything from their parents.
Mm-hmm.
So there are various kinds of teachers with the various kinds of skill sets
mm-hmm.
who will come with those skill sets to the class.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, if you hesitate as a teacher
mm-hmm.
to deliver those skill sets to
right.
the students,
mm-hmm.
then what did the student do wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Or where did the student go wrong? Maybe because if you're taking your personal maybe problems to the class,
mm-hmm.
that time you'll not be able to deliver it.
Right.
So that's why what I used to do is I used to tell this to my wife also.
Mm-hmm.
Once I get up morning,
mm-hmm.
don't talk to me. From the time I get up, don't talk to me. I have already psychologically reached my campus.
Right.
Do not
right.
talk to me.
Right. Don't pollute.
Yeah, don't pollute anything. I'm planning for that particular day. Once I come back to the house, till the time I go to sleep, then you can talk about anything.
Mm-hmm.
But the funny part here is, whenever she wants approval for something, that is the exact time when she starts talking. So what happens here is, I end up telling,
She knows to get
and
that.
I'm actually telling to you, okay, she may know it or may not know it, or she's taking advantage of this particular situation, I don't know. But actually, I don't remember whatever she has told. Because psychologically, I've reached my campus, wherever it is supposed
okay.
to be. Because that's what a teacher is supposed to be, is what I feel. Maybe it is too idealistic in nature for a few people who may not understand this. Because even today, I have people who ask me, hey, teacher sulabala,
yen madlikonto? I hate that answer. I
never liked that question.
I really can't tolerate that. I mean, do you even hear yourself when you're talking? It's impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot even have
because
a
Because every single job, yeah, every single job, is having its own responsibility.
Definitely.
Only the way in which you carry that responsibility and play your role, that would define how successful
just like
you are.
I tell my students, you can communicate,
yeah.
but can you communicate effectively?
Yes.
You can be a teacher, but
yeah.
can you be a good teacher? That is a bigger question, I guess. I mean, we are just always being super rational and wanting to be the best in our streams, and that's another side of it. And one more thing I really want to ask, something that I really learned from you, for the kind of interactions that I had with you, is the way you sit with students and make them feel like you're completely involved in what they're talking. You sometimes even complete their sentence. I'm like, how is that even possible? The rapport is unreal.
Actually, yeah, actually, sorry, one correction.
Yeah.
It is not making them feel, I actually get in.
I don't,
okay.
I know.
So
like, yeah,
what happens here
sensual.
Is, you know, what happens here is, see, until and unless you understand the person, their problems, or what is it that they're trying to talk to you,
mm-hmm.
you cannot go to their level and help them out.
Right.
It is not about helping them out most of the times. 90% of the times, it is just listening to them. That's it.
That's it.
And when you sit and listen to them, by the time they complete their own sentence, they have a solution there.
Yeah, 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 right.
Only thing is, what is it that I do is...
Untangle.
Yes, go.
You've done
That's
that.
It.
So many
I've done that to you. I've done that to all the students. That is how my dad helped me out.
Right,
okay,
right.
Maybe it is something which I have to thank my dad for.
Sometimes Krishna's approach,
yeah.
I can say.
No, actually, I would come back to that, Krishna and Arjuna.
Mm-hmm.
I have had one Krishna in my life, okay, for me to become Arjuna. I would come back to that. But as of now, it was the way in which my dad taught me. He never came in between. He is like, first rank banta. Illadre marks barlelwa. College godiya. Hoglelwa. Done. But. The first time when I got, a feeling that my dad is checking on me. It was my first job, okay? He took me to a particular place, a college, okay? I had to sit there and talk about myself to get the job.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
When we entered in, a principal was sitting in front of me. Mm-hmm. He was of the opinion that he doesn't require anyone. Mm-hmm. There is no vacancy there. Nee bandadakke ondu CV kottu hogi, it is not required.
Okay.
But we asked him for 2 minutes because we have come here and dad also sat there. I started speaking. And it was 10 minutes. By the end of 10 minutes, it is by the grace of God, the person who never wanted to take me, he was very short, okay, in his words. I could understand that. He told that, when can you join? Okay. And that time I saw my dad. There was kind of a tear, okay, a slight tear, plus the kind of happiness he had. And it was not only that. After going back home, he told one sentence to my mother. Our son knows to talk here.
Oh, wow.
And this is after working for 2 years in a corporate field, getting medals or ranks or whatever it could be. That is the day I heard my dad telling, Namu maganige maatadlikke bartade, migal putta ullo chakalda.
Oh, beautiful.
Okay. And that is more than anything for me. Whatever I might have achieved, whatever it could be, everything one side, this one thing, okay, which my dad has told me.
I think on that level, both sides of parenting is repertoire is same, because my mom as well, after I perform or after she's seen me do great in something, she'll be talking to my other parents.
Yeah.
She has done good, I'm shocked and all that. And I should listen it from the bathroom, offing the tap, because she will never tell
she'll
that in front of me.
I think they feel that if they tell that to us directly, maybe we'll get that combo or something. No, maybe they feel that. And maybe because of that, don't you feel that it has been working for us?
It has been helpful, really.
Yeah.
I would be like, never trying anything out if at all. My mom would every time praise me and keep me there on the top.
So that's one thing which, okay, I feel has worked for me.
Has there been a student which you felt, oh my God, this is a sample and it's getting the best out of me, and it's very difficult to shape this guy or a girl? It's super challenging for me to get him or her on track, but I definitely want to help him.
No, it is not like I wanted to help someone.
Mm-hmm.
Keeping that in mind, I wanted to select someone. There was one guy. Mm-hmm. Okay, not was. He is still with me as of now. Okay, what happened is, the moment he joined the college,
mm-hmm.
okay, he had a very different, peculiar personality.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what happened is, it was like everyone had a kind of skirmish with him to start off. Then people started having problem with him. Okay, then the thing turned into be, the student was like disliked by many people.
Yes.
Okay, and he might have lost a few things just because I was his mentor as well. Okay, so that time what happened is, that one person, why would I wanted to go and sit with him and have a chat is, I understood him like a mirror. Okay, because what do I see when I see into his eyes is, that's me before 10 years. Because I had various kinds of teachers who have helped me out. Teachers have played a huge role, okay, in whatever I am as of today. So I felt that, okay, in the other guy whom I saw. So it was kind of my reflection, as you put it. And I felt that this guy, if groomed properly, can be taken to any level possible. And from the day one I saw him,
mm-hmm.
I had that confidence in him.
Mm-hmm.
And just to add on, okay, I told you that I'll come back to Krishna's concept. Every Arjuna requires a Krishna.
Definitely.
Every Arjuna.
Definitely.
Okay, because the Arjuna we remember today
mm-hmm.
is remembered just because of Krishna.
Krishna's guidance.
Okay, and Krishna as a guru
mm-hmm.
is supposed to be playing a huge role in our
mm-hmm.
life.
Right.
Okay, you're also a Krishna follower. But
how
do I see him as? It's not like, God as such.
No,
okay, I see him as a guru.
Right.
Why? Because I have a habit of reading one sloka every day. Every day morning, I start my day. Okay, once all my daily things are done, I go and sit with the book and read that one sloka. Okay, and from that, I get many inputs. Okay, once that is done, then I reach my campus. That's how it is supposed to be. Okay, so he helps me out even today. Okay, so why do I tell this to you is, I have had many Krishnas in my life. Agree. But there is supposed to be, if you want me to give a ranking of sorts, it's not correct on my part. I've had many mentors, but one person touched me when I was at the lowest in my life. Okay, because I have had times when people felt that, because even you might have seen it. Okay, when you become too true to everyone else, okay, to help out everyone, okay, what happens is sometimes you lose that flair. That happens in a teacher's life. Because the students would feel that five people are behaving like this. Why do I tell five and sixes? Six is supposed to be the normal subjects which everyone has. Just putting it in context. So five people are behaving like this. Why is this one person behaving like this?
Yeah.
And they start feeling that this person is fake. And that is how the other five people are supposed to be. Yeah. Yeah. So that deviation becomes your failure.
Right.
That failure affects you as a human being.
You get labeled like that.
Yeah. And that was the time when I met this person. This person was supposed to be a kind of flamboyant personality, kind of the whole campus was talking about he coming in. Just to put it in terms so that the people understand, he was like Shah Rukh Khan of Mayona.
Okay.
Entering into the
person.
No, I would definitely name. I would definitely name. You cut me short, actually. Yeah. So Shah Rukh Khan coming into the campus, and this might be my ode to him. Okay, so he coming into the campus, and it was like everyone was mesmerized because of his personality. Everyone wanted to talk. Even you wanted to talk
yes,
to him.
I think you recognize
the personality.
I was one of the fans.
Yeah,
time.
Yeah. And I did not talk to him.
Okay.
Because I felt that people would tell, okay, okay, why is it that, you're talking to him. Okay, it was like people would tell that particular person that, why are you talking to this particular guy? And I never spoke to him for 2 weeks.
Okay.
Like, good morning. That's it.
That's
And it was with that, some weightage.
Okay.
Good morning. After 2 weeks, he just comes. Okay, there was a kind of small wall in front of the seat where I used to sit, my cubicle. Okay,
yeah.
So he puts his hand on the cubicle wall and he looks like this and he tells, "Tu kaun si khet ki mooli hai re?" That's the thing which he said.
I remember you narrating.
Yeah. He did that. Tu kaun si khet ki mooli hai?
I can totally hear him.
Yeah. That is the way in which he spoke. He loved Hindi. My own Hindi also is polished because of that. His name is Dr. Azhar Shahin Sheikh.
Yes.
Okay. As of now, he is in Pune, Kirloskar Institute. That guy played a huge impact because what happened is, during the time when we were going through the corona times, okay, the hardships which we had, okay, we had to sit at home. Actually, I was diagnosed with corona thrice, okay, and I was the first one in the place where I was working.
Okay.
It was actually a distressful situation because when people came to know that I had corona, the whole place was, cleaned in such a way as if, me going to one place itself was wrong or something. It was very negative in sorts. I'm not getting words to put it. And I felt very sad, okay, because of that. But this guy calls up and tells, "Hey, wo kuch nahi rahe, theek hoga." That one line, that is the reassurement, what my dad told me about the tapping part. This was the point when I wanted it. And he was there. That's why I feel I remember him. Yeah.
In such situations, the intensity of that pandemic, nobody, I think, understands it. And during that time, when somebody is there for you, that's wonderful.
And from that time, from the time when he asked me, "Tu kaun si khet ki mooli?" In our day, we have had 23 hours and 30 minutes. That's it. Our day is not of 24 hours.
Okay.
The half an hour is for me and him to talk.
Yeah.
We just discuss anything and everything under the sun. Because people get a doubt, ki, tum log kya baat kar rahe ho itna? We never had a particular topic to talk, but it made sense always.
Okay.
We were talking about everything. This is one thing which I learned from him. Even my dad used to tell, if you're going to a class, make sure that you never tell to your student, never ever tell to your students that you'll get back to them. If you're preparing for a subject, you're supposed to know everything. And you're supposed to assume, you're supposed to assess, you're supposed to understand what are the doubts your students get. Only then you have prepared. Otherwise, it becomes difficult for you to run the whole thing.
Now, specifically talking about something serious, which I am always, you know, afraid, and I feel it's very alarming. In spite of there being a paradigm shift in our education system, why isn't our country, why isn't Bharat in a position to retain its talents from going out looking forward for exposure? Are we not marketing well what we already have, or is there any kind of a lapse in the system is what you feel? Please do.
Okay. Why do I feel that I might be a correct person to answer this and why I may not be a correct person to answer that? I have reasons for that. Correct person to answer because I feel that I've gone to few places, okay? Worked in 7-8 cities, even for a week or maybe a month. But I felt that my, what do you tell, place, Mangalore, is something which I wanted to come back to.
Yes.
I never wanted to leave it. And I felt that if I am able to do something for the society, for the students, or maybe whatever the little part, okay, which I could work on, it should be in Mangalore itself. So I had that mentality maybe. So it's not about people leaving and going. It's about that urge which you get from your inner self, which tells you that be in your own place where you were from the starting of your lifetime. And maybe that time it becomes easier for you to understand the system, understand the people. Because here in Mangalore, everyone is one or the other way related to each other, or maybe friendships are there. Maybe, some of the people are my students, some of the people know me because they have seen me with someone else, and it becomes easier. But most of the times, what we think is, we live in a shell. We feel that nana gurte yarigirlikilla nange gottirlikilla avrige nan yar antari yarige gottu. And why I felt this is, see, 1 year flashback. Last year, if you would ask me what is the topmost thing you would desire, I would tell nanagond session tegalike elliya sikkidre saaku ond poster illa photo bandre. Your small urges, and this year it is like bandha saaku in a photo. So within that 1 year, if you grow yourself organically, in a particular place, then it becomes easier for you. And most of the times, if you have that love towards the place where you belong, there might be a reason for which you are living here.
Correct.
So maybe I'm not able to tell that reason directly, but I feel that I belong here. So why I think that I may not be the correct person to answer this? See, my education has happened in the place where I belong, that is
right.
Mangalore itself. So education wise, I've not gone out. So if you want me to, if you want me to compare and tell the education, maybe it might be a bit difficult for me to do that. Because even during my college days, I was an outstanding student in actual sense. Why outstanding is, I had a particular way of learning. I used to go and buy these books from United Publishers, B.S. Raman and other things. And used to study the book before the semester itself. And during the semester, you could find me in every single college other than my own college. Because we used to go for fests. So you can find me in XYZ college, ABC college, and anywhere else in Mangalore. But I belong to SDM. I would be there in SDM whenever there was supposed to be a literary association ka work, maybe Vishwaturu Sammelana, maybe Synergy, Genesis. These were the fests and the programs which were going on there. And I have experience because of this. And over a period of time with the education, the kind of practical exposure which I got, that helped me out. So wherever it is that you feel ki you'll get more practical exposure along with the education you're getting, I feel that could be the correct place for you to grow. Let it be in Mangalore, let it be in Mumbai, let it be in New York, or let it be in UK, wherever it is. But end of the day, become a non-residential Indian if you want, but not non-reliable Indian.
Superb, beautiful. Now, the reason for me to ask you this question is you might have come across students who come from abroad after completing their education, bringing all that, beautiful, insightful experience that they had there into the country back and then serving here for our country. I mean that combination is really beautiful. Considering that you might have come across students who've done their education abroad, taking the opportunity and learning new things from a bigger ocean and getting back to their roots and trying to give back to the country. I thought maybe in that position you would be a better
person. To take something from your question, I feel that I already belong to the ocean. Mm-hmm. Only thing is I would have to drink from various wells which are outside my country. Because knowledge wise I feel everything came out of India, Indian ethos, Indian history. Indian history. I'm not going to use the word mythology. I don't believe that it is mythology. It is history. Only the thing is, just because you don't know something, you do not get any rights to tell that it does not exist.
I remember one person when you talk like this.
Yeah. Okay, so what happens here is, maybe you have to go out so that you get experiences. Okay, once those experiences are gained, then you come back. Just to tell you on a funnier side, most of the times these people, when they go out, just the thing which they bring in is the accent.
Oh my God.
Yeah, the accent. Few people have the homegrown accent. Okay, few people have the foreign accent. But over a period of time, it changes. Because when you tell accent, I remember Jethalal Gada from the, daily soap which comes. He goes to the UK, he has that spikes and other things. People come back and give their accent to the people here. And in Tulu, they tell, Imbekin Chinathindu. Yeah, that's what we feel, okay, when we see the people. Other than that, qualification-wise, education-wise, yes, there have been changes. Okay, if you take the examples of various bureaucrats who go outside, not only education-wise, okay, while they talk to people from other countries. So those exposures, when they come back, best example is S. Jaishankar, sir. Okay, when he, okay, when he turned from a bureaucrat to a minister, he is something which we look up to.
Really?
Okay, because the way in which he deals with everything. This is the first time India stood in front of everyone with the backbone straight and giving the answer back. Okay, I am India and I feel that this is what is good for me.
Just like you always tell, yeah. We've got the tongue and the spine now.
Yes.
To speak in front of everybody.
We have the tongue and the spine, but most of the times what happens is we hesitate. Okay, avanige enadru idaitre enadru question mark bantu. Okay, then untu. ಉಂಟು ನಮ್ಗೆ ಏನಂತ ಹೇಳಿ ನಮಗೆ ಡೌಟ್ ಇತ್ತು ತಲೆಯಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾವತ್ತು ಸೊ ಮೇ ಬಿ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ವೆನ್ ಯು ಗೋ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಎಜುಕೇಶನ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಎಗ್ರಿ ದೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಎನ್ ನಂಬರ್ ಆಫ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಷನ್ಸ್ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ದೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಹೆಲ್ಪ್ ಯು ಔಟ್ ಟು ಗೋ ಔಟ್ ಗೆಟ್ ದ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋಜರ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಮ್ ಬ್ಯಾಕ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಫೀಲ್ ದಟ್ ಓವರ್ ಅ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ವಿ ಆರ್ ದ ಕಂಟ್ರಿ ವಿಚ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ದ ಮೋಸ್ಟ್ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಲಿವಿಂಗ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಇಂಡಿಯಾ ವಿತ್ ಯೋರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ದ ಡಯಾಸ್ಪೋರಾ ವಿಚ್ ಆರ್ ಪ್ರೈಮ್ ಮಿನಿಸ್ಟರ್ ಟಾಕ್ಸ್ ಟು ವಿ ಫೀಲ್ ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಇಟ್ ವಿ ಐ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಫೀಲ್ ದ ಪ್ರೈಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್ ದೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಸಿಇಓಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಓಕೆ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಇಂಡಿಯನ್ಸ್ ದೆರ್ ಆರ್ ಎಮ್ ಡಿಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಔಟ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಯುವರ್ ಬಿಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಮೆನ್ ದ ಒನ್ಸ್ ಹೂ ಆರ್ ಗಿವಿಂಗ್ ಎಜುಕೇಷನ್ ವಿ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ಟು ಟೀಚ್ ಮ್ಯಾಥಮೆಟಿಕ್ಸ್ Okay, so if we belong to such kind of
this thing,
yeah, we can export knowledge, but
sometimes we don't even take credits for it.
What happens, I have my own point of view about that. See, credit comes with whatever good things you do.
Right.
Only thing is, it may not come in the form you want it.
You want it, right.
Yeah, so sometimes what happens is, your student may forget to thank you.
Right.
The same way he has forgotten to thank his own parents. So that time you achieve a kind of, a self-actualization.
Mm-hmm.
You start understanding the student. You believe that whatever the good they are doing, it is like you feel that pride,
right,
in you.
Right.
Because I had a student who joined CRPF.
Mm-hmm.
From the day one, he joined MBA college. I'm actually getting goosebumps.
Mm-hmm.
He told me that, sir, nange CRPF hi hogbeku. This is the thing. He wanted to join military. He wanted to join service in any kind. And within 2-3 months, he understood that this is what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And he reached there.
Right.
The feeling which you get, right? Okay. When you see people achieve the thing which they have told, they have manifested. Okay. That pride, okay, is something which you get when you, see the students achieve whatever they wanted to do. So maybe you become the parent in actual sense.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's the credit which you get is what I would like to tell.
I used to have this constant conflict within myself as to, I used to be popular in school, I used to be popular in college, but I really didn't understand the concept of ideal student. I do realize that, I understand that people who are excelling in academics will be celebrated, but I don't see my teachers remembering academically excellent students, but they always remember the naughty ones. So what is this about? I really have a tough time figuring it out.
See, that's a very good question. The thing here is, I would not like to categorize people as notorious or naughty students and the ones who are studious or bookworms or such way. What happens actually is, there could be a ideal self which you can build over a period of time as a student. When you are good at studies, you can maybe imbibe the knowledge out of the books which you're going through. Okay, then you can implement it in actual world. From there also you can go out, win fest and come back. Okay, this is something which I learned from my own teacher, Dr. Devraj K. Okay, he used to teach me accounts, okay, after hours. I used to have problem with understanding English terms in accounts because I've written in Kannada. Okay, so he helped me out. Okay, so he understood over a period of time, okay, this is the way in which my personality is. And he motivated me by taking me out. And there was a time in my life when I was tagged as PA of Devraj sir. Okay, this guy would be there with him wherever he goes. So he taught me that when you can have best of both worlds, why to be only studious in nature? Why to be only concentrating on FES? So maybe something which you learn, if you come to know how to implement it somewhere, then it becomes easier for you to maybe run a life like that. And that itself might contribute towards you becoming an ideal student. Okay, I'm
so
not talking about ideal self.
You're telling students to strike a balance between getting exposure and also...
It won't be like every day you have to write an exam and every day you have to go for a fest.
You know, to balance
yeah.
it, right?
So like 3 weeks you sit in the class, 1 week you go out for a fest.
Yeah.
That's how the situation would be. But here, what is it that you're going to do is, once you learn something, never forget it.
Okay.
Never forget
learn
it.
Learn for life is what we say.
See, it would be learn for life, or it would be implement for life, or it would be remember it for life. Okay.
That's a crystallized.
So that time it would be easier for you to survive with whatever is that you've got. Because my sir used to tell, okay, Ashok Pandit sir, neenu hana madidella yara tekkondu hogabodu. ಮನೆ ಕಟ್ಟಿದ್ರೆ ಯಾರಾದರೂ ಅದರಿಂದ ಬೀಗ ಹಾಕಿ ಜಾಗ ಒಳಗೆ ಹೊಡಿಬೋದು ಬಟ್ ನಿನ್ನ ಜ್ಞಾನ ಏನಿರ್ತದಲ್ಲ ಅದು ನೀನು ತಗೊಂಡೋದೇನುಂಟು ಅದನ್ನು ನೀನೇ ತಗೊಂಡು ಹೋಗೋದು ಅದನ್ನು ಯಾರು ಬೇರೆ ತಗೊಂಡು ಹೋಗ್ಲಿಕ್ಕೆ ಆಗೋದಿಲ್ಲ ಸೊ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಹಿಟ್ ಮಿ ಇಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಇನ್ ಮೈ ಏತ್ ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡರ್ಡ್ ವೆನ್ ಈ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಇಟ್ ಟು ಮಿ ಹೀ ವಾಸ್ ಅ ಪರ್ಸನ್ ಹೂ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಫೇತ್ ಇನ್ ಮೀ ಹೂ ಥಾಟ್ ಮಿ ದಟ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಯು ಟೆಲ್ ಅ ಬಿಗ್ ಕ್ವಾಲಿಫಿಕೇಶನ್ ಆರ್ ಎನಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ಹೀ ಟೋಲ್ಡ್ ಮಿ ದಟ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಮೀಡಿಯಂ ಇದು ಬೇರೆ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಲ್ಯಾಂಗ್ವೇಜ್ ಇಂಗ್ಲೀಷ್ ಬುಕ್ ಉಂಟಲ್ಲ ಅದನ್ನು ತೆಗೆದು ಓದು ಮಂಜ ಏನಾಗ್ತದೆ ನೋಡು ಒಮ್ಮೆ ಓದು ಇದನ್ನು ತೆಗಿ ಓದು ಹೀಗೆ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ಗೇವ್ ಮಿ ಕಾನ್ಫಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಓವರ್ ಅ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ವೈ ಆಮ್ ಐ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಟು ಯೂಸ್ ಸಿ ಯು ಮೈಟ್ ಟೆಲ್ ಮೀ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ನೋಟೋರಿಯಸ್ ದಿಸ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಓಕೆ ಸೊ ವೈ ಡು ಐ ಟೆಲ್ ಐ ಹವ್ ಬೀನ್ ಬೋತ್ ಇಸ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಪೀಪಲ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಟೀಚರ್ಸ್ ಓಕೆ ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ಮೀ ದಟ್ I was never in class. Okay, other day I was a guest in one of the colleges where I studied, and the director of that college ended up telling that he's been outstanding student. Means in literal sense, I had not attended her class. Yeah, but once I heard it, second time I heard it, third time I had to remind ma'am. Okay, I was there in top 10, ma'am. That was also there. So it was supposed to be a mix of both. Okay, worlds here. So maybe that is when you get fun out of your life. That was supposed to be fun for me,
right.
Okay, like reading a book or something.
I also see you as a person who looks more interested in books rather than reading humans. And what is it? What is a mantra?
Actually, if you remember, I had told you a book to be read,
yes.
Sherlocking Through Madness, if you remember. Why did I suggest that to you? As I read you as a book, then I understood this book is what can add knowledge to the book which I...
That's quite
yeah.
riddling. Let me digest that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, to make sure that the upgraded version of Disha comes to the forefront, in front of her own students, I felt that that book can add on. And most of the times, your books are the ones which can help you out to gain knowledge. And it is not that you have to read only books. You can.
So you're telling me that you're constantly matchmaking between books and people. You see a person and you feel, there is some deficiency in this person that can be filled with a book.
It is not like deficiency, but see, you have driven a car.
Yes.
You have at least seen a car.
Yeah, I've driven a car.
You have driven a car. Okay. When did you get license?
I didn't get a license.
Okay, you've driven a car. Okay. Which is the best car according to you?
I have not driven all of them. So how will
yeah.
I know?
No. Out of whichever you have seen or driven or maybe heard.
I'm looking forward to buying.
Which is the best one?
I always felt Ford.
Ford. Okay. Ford. Any car from Ford. So you have a particular brand plus the version of
yeah.
a particular
yeah.
car. Okay. Will it stay the best for coming 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years?
Keeps changing.
So you're looking for upgradation.
Mm.
Then how dare you think that this version is supposed to be the best version?
Best. Okay.
Correct.
Mm.
So don't you think that there is upgraded version which has to be, okay, maybe evolved into, or maybe you have to build yourself over a period of time. Okay, that's what I feel happens when you read a book. I may forego my sleep, but without reading for 2 hours in a day, I don't sleep.
Okay.
2 hours minimum, I have to read, because that is what comes into my mind when I go to the class next day. It is not textbook or anything. My teachings or my, it is not my teaching as such. I'm not becoming that kind of Gyani or anything. But the classes which I take up, I make sure that people remember something for life. Okay, if you remember, this is supposed to be one of the graduate attributes, that is lifelong learning.
Yeah.
Okay, it is not just a word which you tell, okay, not a sentence which you tell. You are actually supposed to make sure that your students get something for life when
right,
they go
right,
in.
Right, right.
Now, we had a discussion that students, teachers remember the ones who are naughty.
Mm.
Now, which kind of teacher do you remember? Because I see you as my student, colleague, friend, everything. So this question is to a student. Which kind of teacher do you remember?
Talk about certain attributes. There are a few people that I associate it to. So if you talk about a very good teacher who is superb in oratorical skills. Yeah, certain characteristics. I have certain people to remember.
Okay.
So the moment you tell me about that attribute, I go back to that teacher. So it's like that. So I do not generalize as in this is the best teacher, because nobody is an all-rounder in that matter.
I would reframe the question. Who is the ideal teacher according to you? Because you asked me who is supposed to be an ideal student.
This is something I cannot answer.
Yeah.
So there is,
there would be a benchmark which you set for yourself with the set of qualities.
Mm-hmm.
So what becomes ideal teacher which you want to become?
Mm-hmm.
I've rephrased it for the third time.
I always keep telling in my captions, I am trying to be the teacher that I did not get as a student.
Okay.
So that explains a lot of things about me as an agree. Engineer.
Because even I might agree with you. Okay, to the extent possible.
Mm-hmm.
Because why do I tell that is, one thing which I tell in my class, I would like to tell it, not boasting of.
Mm-hmm.
Just because I went through the hardship of learning something,
mm-hmm.
I need not have to make my students go through that hardship.
No inflicting, right.
So if I do that, what will happen? Next time when they teach it to someone else,
right.
Same thing happens again.
Again, right.
So you're actually being a part of the chain which is causing harm to the other person.
Right.
Okay, while it is supposed to be benefiting them.
When I see somebody doing something, I will take the good from them and I'll try to put it in the way I am trying to impart knowledge and then be everything that I ever wanted from a teacher. So that is how I see my style of teaching to students.
So
it will be a complete version.
Okay, we want to upgrade ourselves.
Definitely, that's a never-ending thing.
That's the thing which we are supposed to be as a
mm-hmm.
teacher.
So I really love the concept where you said there is no ideal teacher, there is no ideal student. It's a Kaizen thing.
It's a
continuous
growth,
lifelong learning. But every single moment in your life, you might have one standard, one idol, okay, or one ideal thing. But over a period of time, it has to be growing, okay, one step at a time. So that's what keeps you going, okay. Yeah. So I feel that by reading books, it helps you to a greater extent, okay, to do that. Because when you read a book, okay, it becomes a kind of a visualization which you create in your mind. That's how I go in, okay. Like for example, when I'm reading Sadhguru, okay, his inner engineering or death or karma. Whenever he's telling, I feel as if he's sitting in front of me. Okay, and he's telling the whole thing. That's how I read a book. Okay, now I've upgraded myself with the audiobook I read. So what happens is it gives an immersive experience to understand the whole thing here.
Wow.
And you imbibe the qualities of the actual reader when you get into the shoes of the person who is writing it from his point of view. So there is no your version, his version and the truth. It is the truth according to his version, you're listening to it. And that's what books, okay, help you out with. They help you to grow. And you also learn from others' mistake, okay, when you read from the books. Okay, what happens with the videos is, videos can be upgraded, changed, people can tell that I did not tell this, I was not wiser that time, I did not use it, but books remain to be same.
Right.
So whatever the version is told in that particular book, according to the version, it would remain to be same. That helps me out.
But now, as the days pass, I think we need to include a new skill, that is how to read a book to our students these days, because most of the time that we should be turning pages, we are just scrolling. What do you think that we should do in our education system so as to promote students to read more books?
I would feel rather than forcing someone to do something.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm using that word with great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
You would have to make them understand in what way it is helping them out.
I'd really like to add on to this. When you told forcing, I remember that you inspired me to read.
Yeah.
So I think forcing and inspiring, I think
yes.
we can use it as...
There is a huge difference
between forcing and inspiring.
Right.
If I tell you to get up at morning 5 o'clock, read this book, this is what you have to you have to get to the class,
mm-hmm.
then that might be sometimes for some students forcing.
Yes.
But at the same time, for some people, it would be scheduling and making
sure
that homework is given.
Mm-hmm.
So by forcing, what I meant is forcing someone to read something just for the sake of getting some marks. Why do I tell just for the sake of getting some marks? See, there are people who can get the same kind of knowledge from various other books.
Right.
Because we sometimes belong to a system where I have put these things in the PPT. Neen ade baribeku.
Deviation accept madodilla.
Illa. Neen ade baribeku ante helida kudle, then it becomes wrong.
Wrong.
I'm again using with responsibility.
Mm.
Why do I tell then it becomes wrong is, nimma manelli anna madutira? ನನ್ನ ಮನೆಯಲ್ಲೂ ಅನ್ನ ಮಾಡ್ತಾರೆ ಪ್ರೊಸೀಜರ್ ಚೇಂಜ್ ಇರ್ಬೋದು ನೀವು ಡೈರೆಕ್ಟ್ ನೀರಲ್ಲಿ ಹಾಕಿ ಕುದಿಸ್ತೀರಿ ನಾನು ಕುಕ್ಕರಲ್ಲಿ ಹಾಕ್ತೇನೆ ಅನ್ನ ಅನ್ನವೇ ಅಲ್ಲ ಹೊಟ್ಟೆಗೆ ತಿಂತಿದ್ದೇವಲ್ಲ ದೆನ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದ ಡಿಫ್ರೆನ್ಸ್ ಕರೆಕ್ಟ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ಒನ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ ವಿಚ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಫೆಲ್ಟ್ ಓವರ್ ಎ ಪೀರಿಯಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟೈಮ್ ಮೇ ಬಿ ಓಕೆ ವಿ ಮೈಟ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸಮ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಫಾರ್ಮಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈಸ್ ಟು ದ ಸೋಷಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ಓಕೆ ವಿತ್ ರೆಸ್ಪಾನ್ಸಿಬಿಲಿಟಿ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಅಪ್ಲೈ ಟು ಮ್ಯಾಥ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಓಕೆ ಯುವರ್ ಪ್ರಾಕ್ಟಿಕಲ್ ಸೈನ್ಸಸ್ ವೇರ್ ದ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅದರ್ ಥಿಂಗ್ಸ್ ಫಾರ್ಮುಲಾ ಆಗಿ ನೀವು ಅಬ್ಸಲ್ಯೂಟಿಸಮಲ್ಲಿ ಯಾ ಇನ್ ಅಬ್ಸ್ಟ್ರಾಕ್ಟ್ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ಸ್ ವೇರ್ ಯು ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಟು ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಸಮಥಿಂಗ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ರೈಟ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ವೈ ವಿ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಸೈಡ್ ಪಾಯಿಂಟ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಪ್ಲನೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ಯೋರ್ ಓನ್ ರೈಟ್ ಯು ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಆಥರ್ ಆನ್ ದ ಡೇ ಆಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಮ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ವಿ ಟೆಲ್ ಟು ಆಲ್ ದ ಸ್ಟೂಡೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಇನ್ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಮ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಐಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ಎವ್ರಿಥಿಂಗ್ ಯು ಕಮ್ ಅಪ್ ವಿತ್ ಯೋರ್ ಓನ್ ವರ್ಜನ್ಸ್ ಐಮ್ ನಾಟ್ ಟೆಲಿಂಗ್ ದಟ್
ಸೊ
ದಟ್ಸ್ ವೈ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಟು ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫೈ ಬಿಕಾಸ್ ಇಫ್ ಸಮ್ಮನ್ ಇಸ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿಸ್
As to, I will not accept anything that I don't understand. People are so used to ridiculing things that they don't understand.
Yeah, because...
So, I think...
That's how life is. No? See, it's not traditional or new thing.
Mm-hmm.
Even you come up with a new thing, your version of AI may not match with someone else's version of
AI.
For
the new thing and flexibility goes hand in hand.
If you're flexible, you
learn a new thing.
No, sometimes what happens, you know, maybe you are not stuck in the cycle where the rat runs in the cycle, okay? So many people become that. It is not how they wanted to become. That is how life is for many people. They become a part of that. So they feel that because they're part of that, the other party also is supposed to be like this. Because that is their reality. You cannot tell them that is wrong. That is their reality and they are right in that way. Because that is according to them. That's their definition of life. This is your definition of life.
Considering that you are a principal of an institution and it's very disheartening for me personally after I got into this field of education, I see lot of people just being busy and not being productive. There's a big difference between being busy and being productive. And I see that the light in teachers have been depleting because of the lot of administration work they are burdened with and lot of red tapeisms that they have to follow. So what is your stand on this and how are you trying to change this entire scenario?
Actually, the thing is, first for you to, you used the word change.
Yes.
For you to bring in the change, first thing is you have to become the part of the system.
Right.
Okay. You cannot sit outside the city, this thing, borders and take a newspaper and just tell your mother that idella en haalagtuntu. If you want to make sure that the city is cleaned, take the broom. Okay, in your hand. Start cleaning. At least that 1% is cleaned. Okay, in our sense, whatever you're talking. So it may not be cleaning in this sense. It would be like inspiring someone to do the things and maybe ease it to a certain extent. Because there are many changes which you can bring in. Life is supposed to be upgradation. I would like to bring that point again. See, there are few things which have to be done in a particular procedure. But did you try explaining to someone? ಇದನ್ನು ಹೀಗೆ ಮಾಡೋದಕ್ಕಿಂತ ನಾವು ಹೀಗೆ ಮಾಡಿದರೆ ಬೇಗ ಆಗ್ತದೆ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಟ್ ಓಕೆ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಡನ್ ದಟ್ ಇನ್ ಫ್ಯೂ ಆಫ್ ದ ಪ್ಲೇಸಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಟು ಅ ಗ್ರೇಟ್ ಎಕ್ಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಐ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಹ್ಯಾಡ್ ಸಚ್ ಕೈಂಡ್ ಆಫ್ ಲೀಡರ್ಸ್ okay, who have helped me out. Okay, for me to, you mentioned the post which I hold as of now. Okay, the point in getting that, or to the point where, okay, I believed that I can go up to there. Many people have played their part. Okay, my previous boss, before I got the whole thing, she had faith in me. Okay, Dr. Vishal Samartha, she had faith in me. She told me that, Manju, ninninda aagtade, ninninda maadabodidu, you can go ahead and do it. And she was the one who inspired me to understand what is supposed to be academics. Okay, how do you take care of that? How do you go forward? Okay, how do you take care of the overall scenario? Okay, she helped me out to understand that. So from there, whatever I used to do as academic coordinator, it's like ultra pro max version.
Right.
Okay, your jargons which you use now. So that's supposed to be a principle. But with the post comes responsibility.
Right.
So like our prime minister tells, okay, he's not the king, or he's not supposed to be the owner, or he's not supposed to be the number one or most important or dictator, as people call him. He's supposed to be pradhan sevak. So when you get post doesn't matter actually.
Right.
The kind of work which you do and the kind of impact which you have on students, that's what matters.
Right.
And if you have seen everyone, okay, in public life, these are the people who selflessly worked for someone else. They did not have like some points. They did not have a manual. This is what they wanted to do. They understood at different points of their life that this is what they had to do to make sure that people get benefit out of it.
Right.
Okay, so that's how I feel the life is supposed to be. So it's not about post. It is never about post. It is about the work which you put in. I would like to thank Disha and the Study Metro and the platform for maybe framing my answers in a particular way to help out the students who are going to look into the podcast or the snippets which you're going to release. Just to close the whole thing, I would like to tell that, see, as a student, never ever feel that it is not possible from you, okay, to achieve anything. Make sure that you go on upgrading yourself, okay, make sure that you achieve whatever you wanted to do, but only on the way, do not hurt anyone. Okay, make sure that you take care of the people who are around you, your teachers, your parents, especially the parents. And maybe end of the day, you going through life over a period of time, you'll also understand that it's about learning. Okay, even outside the college, outside once you have passed out, okay, it's about learning, not only about the books and the subjects which you go through. So maybe in that way, when you continuously upgrade yourself, that's the ideal human being you become over a period of time, ideal student you become, ideal Bharatiya you become. Okay, so with that, thank you once again. Yeah, I had a great time. Thank you, Study Metro.